Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the beautiful day. We thank you for the privilege to teach your word. And Lord, I ask you to bless the word today as it goes out in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to start right here, folks, where we left off yesterday. We're going to continue in this healing school, and we're going to join a service that's already in service, so we'll start right where we left off yesterday, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Now, when I first started praying for people and started seeing the Lord do some mighty things of healing, then I began to run into demons, and I didn't understand this, and I got to where I could not get anybody healed. I just couldn't understand what was going on, so I went to the Lord and asked Him where I was missing it. Did I have something wrong with me? Had I committed a sin, or what had I done wrong? And He clearly told me, no, son, you've not done anything wrong. Said, you're running into demons now. And He said, you must get the people to repent of their sins. Then you must cast out the demons, and then you can heal them in my name. And so I don't know, unless the Lord reveals to me how many of you have demons, but I now consider everything a demon. Everything is a demon, far as I'm concerned. Now then, it might not be. In fact, this precious little lady right here, I don't think I commanded a demon to leave her. I think she injured her back in a whiplash or something. I don't know exactly how that was, but I think we just prayed for her healing. But I do know that Bobby Jones, when he was injured in his football incident, and when he was 14, I didn't command the demons to leave him. I just prayed that the Lord would send the Holy Ghost and restore what had happened to his back when he was injured in that football incident when he was 14. And the Lord did it and completely healed him. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know how long it's going to take the church to begin to understand this book is the Word of God. And it means exactly what it says. Just like this little lady up here on the front told me a while ago, she was healed at the last healing school out in Justin with a problem with her leg. Now, this little lady sitting up here on the front, she sat through about 3 hours of teaching, and at 3 hours of teaching, the demon in her leg left and her pain went away. And she was moving around saying, Lord, what happened to my pain? It's got to be down there somewhere. But it wasn't. It left. And so I didn't even get to pray for her. Just sitting under the Word of God, the demon left and she was healed. Well, she just told me at break, she said, the other day I was walking, going somewhere, and all of a sudden I felt a pain come back in my side. Now, guess who is it that's trying to come back? That same demon, see? So now then she knows who she is. Now she knows she's a daughter of the King. Now then, instead of agreeing with the beast, like we all say, oh my goodness gracious, my leg's starting to hurt again. I guess that thing, I don't know what that is. Maybe I didn't get healed. No, she knows better than that now. So she said, I just looked down at my leg. Now this is something that would really confound the wise. When you... in a store, if you see some precious little lady like her, a little daughter of the King, and a demon comes into her leg, and all of a sudden she stops and says, you demon of hell, get out of my leg in Jesus' name. I ain't putting up with you no more. Some people say, wow, let me get away from this woman. Well, let me tell you, that woman's learned who she is. Because the minute she said that, what happened to the pain? Absolutely disappeared. Went right away. Now, see, you got to learn, if Jesus bore our pain on the cross, do you think He expects us to have pain? No. So if pain begins to creep up on you, who is it? The devil. Don't let him do it to you. But how do you get rid of him? In the name of Jesus. You speak to him. Since I've learned these things, I haven't had a pain of no kind. And I don't even remember the last time. It's 20 years. I mean, when a devil, I'll say, hadn't had a single pain. Every once in a while, the devil will come up on me and put something on me. And it'll take me from a few minutes, like it did you, maybe to a little longer than a few minutes to drive him away. But I never give in. I never give in to anything except the Word of God. And so He healed me. He bore my pain. So I know who I am. I'm not going to walk in sin. So when the devil tries to come upon me to do something to me, the first thing I do is go with the Word, make sure all my sins are confessed, make sure I'm walking holy before God, make sure I'm walking in love. And then I speak to the devil in the name of Jesus or speak to the pain and command it to leave in Jesus' name, and it does exactly what it did for this little daughter of the King. It left. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful to not have to have those pains. So here's two little ladies sitting right here that both of them have been healed at a healing school. And we're grateful to the Lord, aren't we? Absolutely grateful. Now then, Let's go to 1 Peter 2, and let's start at verse 21. I want you to see what the Lord expects us to do as His children. And if we'll do this, we don't never have to be sick again. In 1 Peter 2:21, it says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps." And then he goes to expound on it. What were these steps? Who did no sin. Now, what is your example? To sin every day and go home and confess them every night? No, that's not the example he left, was it? The example he left was how much sin? None. No. Absolutely not. You mean that means I can't go out and lie every once in a while? No. That's right. It means I can't go out and cheat on my mate just every once in a while? Not hardly. In fact, if the thought even comes in your mind, you're guilty of the sin. You need to... Well, no, I take that back. The thought will come to your mind because the devil will put them thoughts in your mind. But you've got to meditate on the thought. If you meditate on the thought, and what that means, it's just like this example a man told us the other day. He said that he was given the privilege to see into the spirit realm. And he was in a hospital, and there was a woman, a nurse, standing there talking to a man about a patient. And all of a sudden, this great big green frog began to come out of the floor. And so I'm looking at this. I thought, "Well, Lord, what is this frog?" And the Lord told him, said, "That's a demon." He said, "What is that thing doing?" He said, "That demon is putting thoughts in that man's mind to lust for that woman, that nurse." And said, "He's yielding to it." And as he yields, the frog got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now then, these thoughts are coming to his mind. He's yielding to these thoughts. He's beginning to see in his man. You men, you know what I'm talking about? The thoughts begin to come to your mind, and all of a sudden you begin to think about this woman. You begin to think about going to bed with this woman. You begin to think you see her with no clothes on. Those are the kind of thoughts that the devil's putting in your mind. When you yield to that, you're lusting. When you yield to that, when you get to a certain point, that demon, that frog, come right into his face and disappeared into him. That man says, "Lord, what happened?" He said, "He's just become a partaker of a demon." Said he lusted, he yielded to the thought. When he opened himself up, the demon's in him. He said, "Now then, he'll not be able to get rid of those thoughts of lust because that demon is now in him." He said, "Well, Lord, how does he get him out?" He said, "He's got to repent. And somebody of faith has got to cast that demon out of him, and then he can be free." Isn't that amazing? All of it's written right here in the Word of God. So whenever thoughts like that come, you don't meditate on them thoughts no more. Not unless you want to get a demon. Just like you. When that demon come and started putting pains in your leg, now you can meditate on that a little while and begin to think, "Hey, my pain has come back." And if you meditate on it, guess what that demon's going to do? That demon of pain is going to come right into you, and he's going to be in your leg. And you're not going to be able to get set free until you repent and drive him away. But you didn't meditate on it. When he come in, you immediately grabbed him by the tail with the Word of God and told him where to go. And he left immediately, you said. Isn't that wonderful? When you learn that, you don't ever yield to pain no more, do you? You don't yield to sin no more. What kind of example did Jesus leave us to follow? How much sin? No sin. What is it that we don't understand about no sin? Not a little bit. No sin. Walk holy before God. If you sin, what should you immediately do? Repent. That's right. You had a question? Hold on just 1 second. Let me get a microphone here, and I'll bring it over here so they can hear it.
I just have one question about the frog. I went to this lady's house last weekend who has little frog figurines. Now, if that is if a demon of lust is in the form of a frog, I mean, does that have any significance with that in her house?
Well, probably it could, or it may, or it may not. To have a little green frog in your house, as far as I'm concerned, is not a major problem, you know, a little thing. And a lot of people just have those little trinkets, you know, around. But it just happens that in the book of Revelation, John saw these things also. And so, you know, there are many different kinds of demons. And the Lord is giving us more and more revelation. He's allowing more and more people to see into the spirit realm. And I've had the privilege to talk to several of them. And it's amazing, you know, what we're learning in the spirit world. And, of course, here it all had been in the Word of God all this time. But we just didn't believe it. You know, when you go to the book of Revelation, you see all these wicked things. And we think, goodness, that couldn't mean what it says. But it can mean what it says. It very simply can mean what it says. So the thing about it is demons are wicked. They're terrible. They have no love for nobody. And their total desire in life is to destroy you. So if all they need is legal right, and there's multitudes of those things out there, and they look, no telling how many different ways, no telling.
Question. I have a question for you. Two questions in one question. You stated that everything is demon. Every pain, everything in the body is demon. Now, how does that, how do you explain that in when people come and say, well, I feel pain, I have pain. I'm not in sin, I'm not doing this, why I have this pain? Why that has to be demon? Can it be anything else besides the demon? Can you a little bit explain that?
Sure.
I don't think so. You really explain it deeply.
I believe that when I say that if sickness and disease comes upon you, I believe it's demons that cause the problem. Now, can you have pain in your body and it not be a demon? Yes, you can. If you go out and do something, if you twist your arm or if you break your arm or something like that, you can very easily have pain there and it not be a demon. But it could also be. Now, you're going to run right between their legs. So I do this. When she said that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, said, son. And I said, you got a little girl that had been afraid of everything. Had old girl years ago, that girl was not afraid of nothing or nobody. She knew who she was in Christ. Praise God. That's all I can say. But yes, you can have pain, and it might not be a demon. But if somebody is getting sick or a pain is coming upon you and there doesn't appear to be anything wrong with you, you haven't injured yourself, you hadn't hit yourself, you haven't done anything that would cause pain, then you can be assured it's a demon slipping up on you to put that pain on you. Now, you don't have to bear pain. Jesus bore your pain. Now then, we haven't taken the Word of God literally. When Jesus said, I bore your pain, He doesn't plan for you to have it. And He said, by my stripes you were healed. And then He goes on beyond that in Mark 11:23 and says, anything you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, it's yours.
We're going to stop right there. We'll start tomorrow with a continuation of this. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. I'll be happy to send you out these audio and video teachings. You can also get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. There you can see a listing of many of our tapes and videos. And we praise the Lord Jesus for the privilege to teach His mighty word. Glory to the name of the Lord.